From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Russian search and recovery operation is continuing around the clock in the Black Sea, where a military passenger plane crashed on Sunday. 92 people on board were killed. Russia held a national day of mourning Monday in honor of the dead. The plane was on its way from Sochi to a Russian military base in Syria. There were no survivors. The cause of the crash is not yet known. Russian officials say it was not likely the result of terrorism. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is in Hawaii. He will be visiting Pearl Harbor with President Barack Obama on Tuesday. The White House has said Mr. Abe's visit would highlight the alliance between the former enemies. The visit comes 75 years after Japan's surprise attack thrust the United States into World War II. India has successfully test-fired its nuclear-capable intercontinental Agni-5 missile. The missile can hit targets more than 5,000 kilometers away. It was the fourth test of the missile. Defense analysts say the long-range Agni-5 was developed with an eye on China, which India views as a threat. Indian leaders welcome the successful test of the missile. Agni means fire in Hindi and Sanskrit. Egypt says it has arrested an Al Jazeera producer. The Interior Ministry identified the broadcaster as Mahmoud Hussein. He was arrested Friday on charges of disturbing security and spreading false news reports. Al Jazeera says the charges are fabricated and is demanding that Hussein be released. Al Jazeera's news coverage is often criticized by the Egyptian government. The arrest is raising concern about the freedom of journalists working in Egypt. This is VOA News.